Good evening. I hope you know my name by now. It's Stacy, and I use she, her pronouns. I serve with Kathy and with Mark as one of the directors. I wanted to let you know about the recipients of our summer program offering. If you're like, oh, darn, I left my checkbook, it's okay. We welcome your contributions anytime between now and departure. You can make your checks out to Fullness of God, which is the name of the community of faith that gathers here at Holden Village. The three recipients this year are Team Naturaleza, which is a Wenatchee-based community organization that connects Latinx families with the out-of-doors. We're really excited that their director, Elisa Lopez, will be on our teaching faculty this coming week. So any of you who are still here next week will get to meet her. The second is Earth Ministry Indigenous Solidarity Network. Earth Ministry staff were also on our teaching faculty earlier this summer, and they have been working over the course of many years to build relationships with Indigenous peoples throughout the Northwest. So we're looking at with them at our partnerships and building those relationships, especially with the Yakima and the Colville Confederacy. Excuse me. The third recipient of our offering is the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America Young Adults in Global Mission Program, which is a year-long service that connects young adults with global partners around the world to learn the practices of accompaniment. So we are grateful for your generosity.
And as we get ready to fare you well tomorrow, just two things we'd like to do this evening. One is to recognize the Cohort 6 faculty for the safe and brave spaces that they created for us to learn, to be inspired. Cohort 7. It's great to be back in Cincinnati. Yes, Cohort 7. Just making the spaces for conversations to happen, for us to be inspired and for us to learn and be challenged. So if we could just give a round of applause to our team. And per a Holden tradition, which some of you may know and may be new to others, we would like to pray you out at the beginning of the service, though you should stay for the whole service, with the prayer of good courage. You can find the prayer of good courage in the back page of your ELW. And usually when we do this with staff, we like to put our hands on each other. If you have someone next to you that you would like to pray out or just to hold your hands up for others, you are welcome to do that. Oh God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Our children are going to be leading us in an opening song for the wholeness of the earth. They're going to be singing the first verse, and then for the second and third verse, we're going to be standing and joining in with our bodies and our voices. So, and I'll be calling out the text for that. Okay, ready? Welcome to sacred space. May we enter this place opened to encounter the neighbor, equipped to embrace the stranger, and sustained by hope to embark on the next chapter of this journey. May God keep us in the love we have experienced together this week, this season, so that in our hearts there will be no separation. Everything you need tonight is in the red hymnal and in this printout.
On the dusty road, water refreshes, and here is water in abundance. Here is Lake Chelan and Railroad Creek. Here is the gushing rock and the flowering desert. Here the spirit renews the face of the earth. Travelers, receive these waters of blessing for you, baptized into death and resurrection for we who have encountered, embraced, and now embark. May these waters make us one.
Our hymn during the aspersions will be sung first in Spanish by the cantor. If you would like to sing along in Spanish, you're invited. And then we will sing two verses in English. I invite you to take your printed sheet and join us in number 1066, From All Creation Sings.
alas, the rain falls, our world turns living green. Little flowers blossom, the air is warm and clean. See the gorgeous lily, its radiant blooms display. May I just as boldly praise God in my own way. Songbirds rejoice and sing your praise, warble hymns exquisite through sunny springtime days. Nightingales and tree frogs sing praise when it grows dark, only cease at daybreak and then we hear the lark.
Please join with me in the prayer of the day. God of compassion, you join us on the journey. God of the wilderness, you bring us water in times of need. Refresh us with your word that we may follow you, mending broken hearts and setting captives free. In the spirit of our traveling companion, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our first reading comes from the book of Luke. The word says, as they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, it is true, the Lord is risen and has appeared to Simon. Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
As we find ourselves on the edge, the cusp of leave-taking, after we have been here together, we find ourselves with some answers, but also leaving with many questions. We might be asking ourselves, what have I seen, heard, and felt this week, as I've encountered and embraced others, myself, and the Creator, that has moved me, is moving through us, and now will move us out and onward? What have you found here that comforts you, that challenges you, and that compels you to live differently. What has found you? Together we've explored the invitation to go and to do like the Samaritan traveler. Tonight's text tells of another story, of another encounter, on another road. We recall hospitality given, and hospitality that was during a time at the table with a surprise reveal during the meal. It was a surprise that showed up as one that was blessed, broken, and shared. It was a real live eye-opening event that unfolded after an everyday long walk through an everyday gesture of breaking bread. The recall and the recognition happened at the table. It reminded the disciples, the followers, of the conversations of the one who came alongside in the very midst of all of their questions, broken dreams, hopes unexpected and unfulfilled, who walked along and shared their pain and their sorrow. They recalled that their hearts burned within them while he was talking with them on the road, conversations that reminded them of getting close to suffering, walking alongside, opening the scriptures, challenging them to rethink and reimagine what life together in this world might look like. And in the simple act of breaking bread and sharing a meal, they were reminded, they had recognition, they woke up. And then they left to go back on the very same road that they had come on, but with a very different story.
So, we want to leave you with a couple questions for us to consider for this community. How does this connect with our own embarking? Actually, it's a word that I hardly ever use, this word embark, but one that I've been thinking a lot of, I think, in preparation for the time here at Holden and also in this week. What does it mean for us to embark as a community? You know, we've had a chance to share space this week, and now we are all preparing. Some of us may be remaining, others of us getting on the bus tomorrow and going and continuing our own journeys in other paths. Maybe some of us, we will have some shared paths, and for others, it may be different. But in that, we are all going to be moving through this space, maybe a liminal space, as some of you know I like to talk about, but we'll be moving from the bus to the ferry, to the car, to a bike, maybe, to other modes of transportation that helps to move us through the different thresholds towards what's next. And so that is true for all of us. But how will we arrive? And will we arrive changed? How will these encounters that we've had this week impact us in our own arrival? I know even before we came, for me, it's my first time at Holden Village, so trying to pack for this week was its own challenge. Checking the weather every few days, it seemed to change, and still, I didn't have everything I needed. Are there others who can? Okay, and the black shoes say, amen, at least, okay. So, you know what I'm saying. So, how can we continue to embark with some of those things in place? And the other thing that I was thinking about as we prepare to pack again tonight, is how do people decide what do you carry with you? And so I have had some of the honor and the possibility over the last 2 years to be in spaces on the border of our country in Mexico, or on the border of Mexico and Guatemala. and meeting many people who are facing this decision daily. What do I leave and what do I carry? Even in May, I met a mother who had to leave some of her children behind and could only carry one. What a decision to have to make. And now thinking, how can I go back because of so many different challenges? And so I think in my own story, it challenges my own story of how, of what are the things that I take with me and what do I leave behind. And I think whenever we are passing through thresholds, it gives us a chance to answer those questions again and again. And I think embarking has something to do with that as well. So as we embark, we want to leave you with two questions tonight. What do we carry with us as we journey onward? And what difference is it going to make in our families, in our neighborhoods, and in our contexts? Will it remain as a good story? Or could it be even more? Stories are good too. But where does it take us? And how does it bring in other conversations? I also invite you to consider, what is it that helps you to put the pieces of your life together? The experiences that you carry, the scraps of your story. I have a lot of scraps. The fragments that may seem jagged, and maybe they don't seem like they fit together, and that are maybe even painful, as well as those that you think of as beautiful as well. So as we embark, what are the responses, maybe in words or in images, in prayer, in song, in movement, in stillness, in conversation, or maybe even in solitude? What can help you to honor what you are carrying with you, what you choose to carry, and how might you put it together in new ways and continue to make your path as you go?
For our hymn of the day, we will be singing a song that was crafted based on a Chinese ostinato by Anna Hernandez, one of the leaders of the Music That Makes Community Paperless Music Group. I will play through the parts, and then I will be leading the lower voices, and Morgan and Kathy will be leading the higher voices, who will eventually be singing in canon. It's a simple piece, but you will notice that there are some places where voices seem to clash, and then they resolve very beautifully in a way that's not quite, common practice harmony. The text is entirely Open My Heart. So now I will play the parts together, and then we'll lead them without the piano.
Open my heart.
Will you join me in prayer? Each intercession ends with the phrase, God beyond us and beside us. And you are invited to respond, hear us when we call. God of creation, we pray for the planet and all who live upon it. Preserve the waters. Bless Railroad Creek, Lake Chelan, and the Pacific Ocean. Quench the dry earth and protect all ecosystems threatened by fire. After the fire comes through the forest, bring regeneration and healing. God, beyond us and beside us. God of our neighbors, faithful friend, we pray for this community. We thank you for this week together and these traveling companions. Bless Holden Village. Strengthen our labors for justice and peace. Be present in times of conflict and lead us to practices of mutual listening and care. Weave the life of this village with the Colville, Yakima, and Wenatchee nations in stewardship of the land. God, beyond us and beside us. God, who is our peace, we pray for the life of the world. Defend displaced peoples and give immigrants and refugees safe harbor. Bless Haiti and Afghanistan and all who live in these countries, those grieving loss, those responding to destruction, those searching for loved ones who are still missing. We lament the chaos and violence in Afghanistan. We plead for the undoing of global systems that oppress peoples, extract resources, and denigrate others. God, beyond us and beside us. God, who is our rest, watch over workers of every shift, especially those who labor for others. Give healing to all who are sick and bring consolation to all who are grieving. Bring Sabbath comfort to those experiencing burnout and courage to those who are fearful about returning to life and work outside the village. God, beyond us and beside us. For what else do the people of God pray? God, beyond us and beside us. O God, the face of the stranger and host at the meal, gather us in your own time to your banquet table, where we shall feast with all the saints, and we shall know our scars transformed into openings of light in fellowship with our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sharing a wish for peace with our neighbors is a powerful sign of community. It honors the divine image in our neighbors and seeking reconciliation as we approach the Holy Feast. Today, we ask that if your neighbor has placed their hands crossed over their chest, please return this gesture of peace without any touch. You may choose to place your hand over your heart and then extend your arms toward them or offer them a deep bow. Peace be with you.
As we prepare to gather around this holy table with thanksgiving, Know that Jesus invites you. All are welcome here. You're invited to come forward to either station. We will have hand sanitizer that you will use that as a new sacrament first. Come with your hands open to receive bread or a gluten wafer and move forward to take a small pottery cup. And then you'll have wine from the first pitcher or grape juice from the second pitcher. And if you're not receiving the sacrament tonight, but you would like to have a blessing, just come with your hands folded. Welcome to the table. It is time to gather and eat. Pull out the pita, the naan, the corn tortilla. Bring the challah and the powdered queso. Laughter erupts in new flavors in the mouth. Receive the bread of life. The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the living God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Praise and thanksgiving be to you, our loving God. You have gathered us through Jesus Christ, our ancestor before us, our healer beside us, bringer of joy and freedom. And so we join the everlasting song of all the faithful multitude, singing
hymn number 190.
190.
190. And I invite you, if you can, read any one of the four voice parts. And if I stop playing the piano because it's so awesome, just keep singing.
God of the journey, all glory is yours. Sun, moon, and stars declare your praise. Rivers and mountains, oceans and prairies, the earth rejoices in your love. Among your creatures, you called forth our ancestors, nomads and rooted ones. Bless your faithfulness. When armies exiled your people, your heart wept and your presence sustained. When empires resettled Samaria, your arms opened and your promise grew. Kingdoms rise, dominions fall, but your reign of peace shall have no end. In an occupied land, your spirit soared. On highways, Christ Jesus proclaimed your reign. In Samaria, he offered living water. In the borderlands, he healed and affirmed. From Galilee to Jerusalem, he shared both bread and grace. On the night before his execution, Jesus gathered his friends to celebrate the feast of the freedom of their people. Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to his friends, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, Jesus took a cup of wine and gave thanks to you, O God. "Take and drink," he said. "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people. Do this and remember me." For meals and for mercy, for wholeness and hope, for the life of the Savior, we give thanks. Among these travelers, upon this feast, breathe your spirit and bestow your life. Strengthen us with this food and this drink. Accompany us on the journeys ahead, in each encounter, in each embrace. Fill us with courage and wisdom and trust. One in spirit, nourished by Christ, praise we give and wonder and thanks to God. You in the wilderness making a way, you on the lonely road, our helper and our friend. Over our wounds, your blessing and your balm. So let the travelers say together, amen, amen. Amen. With disciples on the road, let's pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us, praying, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, power, glory, forever and ever. Amen." Before you, the great banquet, among you the bread of life to share with all. No longer strangers, let's feast as companions along the way.
From the front of your hymnal in setting 6 on page 174, please join me in the Lamb of God.
Thank you. I am a blessed, beloved, beautiful child of God, in whom Christ dwells and delights. I am a blessed, beloved, beautiful child of God, in whom Christ dwells and delights. Blessed, beloved, beautiful child of God, in whom Christ dwells and delights. You are a blessed, beloved, beautiful child of God, in whom Christ dwells and delights. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we live safely and securely in a kingdom that has no end. And by the power live safely and securely in a kingdom that has no end. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord bless you and keep you, beloved. Bless all the wonderful, imperfect parts of yourself. May your eyes be open to the unknown. May you walk upon deserts and mountains. May your mouth contain the shape of strange words. May you dip your feet onto countless shores. And your soul be at home where you thought there might be no welcome. May the journey come to live in you, to the farthest reaches, and finally bring you home. Leave the village in peace, embark on your journeys. Thanks be to God.
Send me Jesus, but first verse.
Tu mamina, tu mamina, tu mamina, tu mamina, so man send me, Lord, send me Jesus, send me Jesus.